Well, compared to yesterday's wind, we don't have to worry about that today. It'll be a breeze, literally. And we'll have sunshine, and the highs should range in the lower 60s. Tonight will be clear. We will be in the low 40s. Now, it'll cloud up, and showers will begin to develop Wednesday afternoon. We'll have highs of, maybe 60 to 65. It'll rain Wednesday night. Now, the rain will taper off to showers and end by Thursday afternoon. It's windy, and it is chilly. We stay in the 40s. Your Friday, partly cloudy, windy, only in the low 40s. Easter weekend, partly sunny Saturday, and our temps should be in the low 50s, but by Easter Sunday, we're going to be in the low and mid 60s with sunshine. I thought I'd just touch base on vaccination. Okay, there's so much controversy, who is undecided about getting the shot, who will not take the shot. And I have members of my own family that I argue with almost every single night. Of course, I've already gotten both shots, and you have to follow the science, okay? That's my life, science, and you follow the science. As one of my family members said to me, we don't know what the long-term effects are. Of course we don't. The vaccine was done as quick as possible to try and save lives and stop this virus. So we don't know what the long-term effects are. However, if you don't get the vaccine, you won't have to worry about the long-term effects. It's as simple as that. I don't really think there's a question unless, of course, you cannot have the vaccine because it will, go against an illness that you may have right now. And, then, of course, medically, you can't get it. But if you don't have a problem, as far as allergies or anything like that, conflicting with it, get the shot, folks. You have to do it. And the quicker we do it, the quicker we can get rid of this virus. And then all we have to do is worry about any kind of variant. And that could be taken care of by a booster shot. All right. Well, anyhow, always welcome your comments, your questions, you name it. Just email us at weather@walkradio.com. Remember, folks, stick to the rules so the virus doesn't stick to you.